You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio, and as we come out of lockdowns around the world, we're all looking for ways to ensure that we move forward in a positive way. And the Disability Under Siege project aims to develop an analytic framework to promote and support the implementation of disability-inclusive responses and recovery from COVID-19. Joining us now to tell us a little bit more about it is a research fellow from the project, Vera Cabenz, and Samuel Adowa, who has recently taken part in an online event, Nothing About Us Without Us, as part of the research. Thank you both so much for joining me. So Vera, first of all, we'll start with you if that's all right. Can you just explain to us a little bit about what Disability Under Siege is, a little bit of background about the project and what some of its aims are?
Okay, so the project started in September 2020 and it's funded by the Arts and Humanities Research Council in the UK. And we're looking at the impact of COVID-19 on disabled people across the global south, so across low and middle income countries. It's quite a broad project looking at a lot of different contexts and trying to find the common themes. We started by doing a literature review of existing evidence that came out really in the first 9 months of the pandemic, so in 2020. And based on the kind of the themes that emerged from that, we're now developing analytical framework for the UN Partnership for the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. And they are planning on using that framework to inform their programming and the sort of projects that they fund. So that will enable anyone receiving funding from them to carry out a situation analysis to look at exactly what's happening in specific countries and how disabled people have been affected, and then use that evidence to make best practice recommendations on how any policy to manage the ongoing effects of COVID-19 or to promote the recovery from COVID-19 can be inclusive of disabled people.
Can you explain a little bit about what analytic framework means? Because it's quite an academic term. So what does it actually mean in layman's terms, let's say?
So it's really just almost like a template on how to gather evidence on how disabled people have been affected. So that includes how to gather data, how to look at existing data, how to look at policies to see if they've been inclusive of disabled people, and then how to analyse that systematically to identify the common themes. So it's not just looking about individual aspects, but we found in our research that a lot of the issues are interconnected. So it's really understanding trying to find the root causes of why disabled people have been included and what needs to change to ensure that we're not excluded from policies.
And this is going to be given to the UN, like you say, and it's going to affect real change in policymaking in the future. Is that right?
That's what we're hoping, yes. So we're working quite closely with the UN, and they've said a lot of the evidence that they're getting is basically just a load of data, but people don't know how to analyse it. So we're hoping that our research experience, we're trying to teach people how to think critically, and the people that are carrying out this work are learning how to think critically, analyse data and ask the right questions.
And as part of this project, recently you've held a panel discussion, which Samuel, you were a part of. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So the panel discussion was part of the ESRC Festival of Social Sciences, and it was really to kind of bring our research to a broader audience. So it was an event open to the public, and we've had Samuel and three speakers from the UK, India and Jordan talking about really what disability justice means in the COVID context. Samuel, do you want to talk a bit about your experience?
Yes. First of all, I wish to thank Vera and her team for such a wonderful webinar, bringing together persons with disabilities from different parts of the world to discuss their experiences. And this is important because, you see, when doing research, there's this aspect of PR, participatory action research, where persons with disabilities participate meaningfully in matters concerning them in relation to research. And that was such a great opportunity for me because then it enabled me to share my experience in Kenya, living here as a person with disability, as well as those of my colleagues and peers, because it wasn't just myself that have been affected by COVID, but every other person with disability in this country have had their lives impacted differently. And actually, we say that COVID has disproportionately affected persons with disabilities in the sense that it has actually exacerbated the challenges facing persons with disabilities.
What do you think was the main thing that you learned from being part of that panel?
One thing that stood out is for me is that, look, the challenges facing persons with disabilities across the globe are almost similar. It may differ the manner in which different governments have redressed them or attempted to redress them, but most of these challenges still are similar, and they all relate to accessibility, they all relate to attitudinal problems that still linger all over the place. So basically our challenges are similar, and it follows then that there's need to have collective effort to try and address them by different governments.
And Vera, what were some of the aims? You said, you know, we know this was a public event and the public could attend it. What were you expecting to get out of this for research, but also for the public that attended?
I think it was just raising broader awareness of the issues, and particularly highlighting, as Samuel said, that we all really face a lot of similar issues, because that's something we picked up on during the research. Obviously, our literature review was very broad, looking at evidence from really across the globe, across the global south, that a lot of the issues were very similar. And I was, I'm in the UK, and I was kind of living through a lot of the issues I was writing about as a disabled person myself. So I felt like a lot of the issues are very, really global issues that we all face, but with different nuances and different cultural contexts. So I think it was highlighting the similarity, and also for people in disabled activists really in the UK and in developed countries to understand that we're all facing the same things and we need to work together to build those bridges with activists in the global south. So it was very important for me to have representation. We also have an advisory group of disabled people that live in low and middle income countries. So that representation and that direct input is very important to us as a project, to have to value that lived experience and that expertise.
Absolutely. And hopefully the research that you've been doing will be able to go on and, like you say, change things and improve the circumstances. What's sort of the next step then with the research and with the project?
So it's really about finishing off the framework. We're hoping to have it done ideally by the end of the year, and then it's going to be about promoting that. We're also working with a number of other case studies that have been doing work, quite specific work, in 8 different countries across the globe around COVID-19 and disability. So we're hoping to have a big kind of joint workshop for policymakers to understand how to do disability participatory research. And then it's going to be about sort of publicising it, as well as hopefully publishing some journal articles, attending conference to promote that research and to enable sort of the academic community to learn from our research. And part of what we found during the literature review is that there isn't really any evidence that has emerged as a result of sort of previous disasters or pandemics. So it was very, very little evidence on the impact of disabled people, and nothing's changed as a result. So we're hoping to change that with this, by publishing and by creating that evidence. So hopefully if another event like this happens in future, then there will be something to fall back on and to learn from.
We'll have to keep us up to date with everything that's going on, and when you get things published, you'll have to come back and tell us all about it. But for now, where can we find out more about the work that you've been doing?
So we have a project website, which is www.disabilityundersiege.org, I believe. And we've got the full literature review report. It's available on our website, along with a 3-page summary. So that summarizes some of the key findings from a literature review. And I'm also very active on Twitter, so I'm @Vera_KUB.
Well, thank you very much for your time, both of you, and thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.